relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Tell me you've seen the cartoon. Have you seen the cartoon of Joe Biden? Oh, come on. You have to. If you're alive and got a pulse, you need to see it. I have no idea who did it. We used it for the tweet of our show today. There's a little logo in the top corner of the animation. It says, Sven Stoffel's animation. Sven Stoffel? Who is Sven Stoffel? Is he the new Carpe Donctum? Animation used to take a long time to do, didn't it? I mean, you'd have those gels and people painting on them. I mean, Disney had thousands of people to do just one movie. The hairy leg thing came out yesterday. Didn't the hairy leg audio thing come out yesterday? And this guy's already done a very funny cartoon about the children stroking Joe Biden's hairy legs. Okay, let's get on to less important things, I presume. There's a NATO summit going on for the 70th anniversary of the most successful alliance in modern history. An alliance that finally is seeing its members pay their fair due as they said they would do. So what is happening back home? The impeachment proceedings are continuing. From the Intelligence Committee, if you missed it, the almost 300-page report, Adam Schiff's Voyage of Fantasy, has been published. His colleagues on the Intelligence Committee have been given 24 hours to decide on that report and to vote on it before the whole issue goes tomorrow to the Judiciary Committee, chaired by Jerry Nadler. If the Schiff hearings were that much of a disaster, what is your expectation of Jerry Nadler? Can it be even worse? You know what? My money is on even. Yeah, Leroy's nodding. Yeah, safe bet. It's going to be even more of a circus with that little circus individual chairing. Does he sit on a stack of books? I have to know. There's no way he could see over the top of the podium. There's no way Jerry Nadler can see over the... He can't even see over his nameplate. You can't see... The nameplate's larger than Jerry Nadler, isn't it? Can he see over the nameplate? Do they have phone... Do phone books still exist? Are there phone books? I remember phone... Do you remember when it was cool if you could rip a phone book in half? You were the world's strongest man if you could do that. Do they still exist? I don't know. Maybe he has some antique phone books. Maybe he's sitting on Civil War era phone books. Do they have phone books during the Civil War? Did they have phones? Probably not. I'll have to check that. We'll have to get on that straight away. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have 335 days left before the presidential election. And they're getting ready really early. Google. Oh, breaking news. I just saw this.
Larry Page, Sergey Brin, co-founders of Google, have stepped down from the board of Alphabet. Do you know what Alphabet is? Do you know what Alphabet is? It's not some nefarious international organization from an episode of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Alphabet is the company. Man, we need some music. Does the U.N.C.L.E. have good music? We'll have to check. I'm not sure. Don't. Yes, it did. It did have. I think it. Napoleon Solo, Ilya Kuryakin. All right, we'll check it out. We'll go down memory lane. Alphabet is the company that nobody's heard of that owns Google and YouTube. It's like this holding company above them. Why have those two individuals stepped down? That's breaking news of less than an hour ago. And very interesting because it coincides with a strange decision from Google. Did you know that Google has removed more than 300 Trump campaign ads from the internet? Just unilateral, just removed them, ads that have been paid for by the Trump campaign, probably by you. If you made a donation, if you bought your plastic straws, your Trump straws, I've got mine here, thanks to Mark Lotter, I've got my Trump plastic straw. They've raised more than $750,000 with their plastic straws and their Where's Hunter Biden t-shirts. You've probably paid for these ads. And Google's removed them. Why have they removed them? According to Ryan Saavedra of the Daily Wire, because they violate company policy. Well, what's the company policy they violated? They were asked. YouTube, Alphabet, Google were asked, why did you remove those ads? And the answer was not forthcoming. They will not explain which policies they violated. So at what point do these individuals, these companies, these organizations become publishers? Like every other publisher, liable to the controls, the regulations, the libel, the defamation, the monopoly, the cartel laws that affect other publishers. At some point, there has to be action taken. We were banned from YouTube. Both of my channels were removed because of some spurious argument out of YouTube that we are fighting back on. We've got a new channel up. Hopefully you're watching us right now. We are live streaming on Facebook. We are live streaming on YouTube. And after the show airs, we also post each hour on Instagram TV. My friends, I have a big debt of gratitude to recognize for our Angel Tree campaign. We have had numerous donors in the last 24 hours. I just got to thank some of the bigger ones: George, Robert, Blaze, Brian, Susan, Richard, Mary, and especially in the last couple of days, those people who've stepped up to the plate and who are helping 5 children or more this Christmas who have a parent behind bars. That's Janet, Scott, Dan, Kelly, Ronald, and special note to you, Jeremy, if you're listening, thank you for the $550 that you have donated. That's remarkable. It's more than 20 children who will get a Christmas present thanks to you and a message from the gospel at this Christmastide. Plus, this is the amazing thing that the Prison Fellowship does. They organize to get a message from that child's incarcerated parent to that child at Christmas time, that boy or that girl. Please go to Angel Tree today. It's a banner, super easy, on my website. Make a donation, $22 gets a Christmas present this Christmas for a child who has a parent behind bars. They get a message of salvation from the Bible and a message from their parent. You can call them at 800-206-9764. That's 800-206-9764. Please write it down. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner. It's at the very top of the website. I'll just take a couple of moments and make your donation. And if you can, any amount makes a difference. It's okay. But if you can do $110, that's 5 children. And just ask yourself this question. Have I given back enough this year? Have you received blessings? If you have received blessings, remember what our Lord and Savior told us, that we must prioritize some over others. Yes, it happens in life. Priorities matter. Those behind bars, widows, orphans, children, come to me, the little children, he said. With this, you can help two of those groups, children and those who are behind bars. And one of the biggest things, we don't even discuss this in a requisite fashion. When a child in America, and there's almost 3 million who have a parent behind bars, when they have a parent who's been incarcerated, the likelihood of their running afoul of the judicial system and law enforcement is more than tripled and quadrupled. Let's try and break that cycle this Christmas. It's so easy. You can do it from the comfort of your home. Sit down in your most comfortable chair. Get out that tablet. Get out your phone. Call that number and go to sebgorka.com. And thanks to all of you who've already done so. Please make a difference this Christmas. SEBGORKA.com. Sebastian Gorka, former Deputy Assistant to President Trump here. Get a free copy of my new book, The War for America's Soul, when you meet with my personal precious metals advisors at Midas Gold Group. Working with Midas Gold is important to me because it was founded by U.S. veterans who have protected our freedoms. Now they protect our portfolios with fortification strategies. We've heard a lot about dossiers, but the one that's legit is from Midas Gold Group, called 10 Imminent Threats to Your Finances. You must read this eye-opening report on the dangerous reality that we, as Americans, will face going forward. Call for your free copy of this important dossier from Midas Gold, 480-360-3000, and get a free copy of my new book when you meet with a Midas Gold Group advisor. Call 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned, Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
As a retired RN, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. Good food. It's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because for the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And the painful brown spots, they're gone. There's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
So I get a new guest in the studio, and I'm really excited about it. And as the mics go live, she says, "You're so cranky." Thank you, Sydney. Not exactly what I expected, but at least she says I have a British accent. As opposed to some Americans who say, "Oh, how quaint. I do love your South African accent."
South African. I don't talk like that. I'm not from South Africa.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. I went to a British school, proper schools. I learned Latin. I went to the Debate Society. Welcome, Sydney Watson. It says on her Twitter bio, it's a very simple one. I make YouTube videos. Sometimes write things. And complain on TV. Aussie/American, although I can't detect that American inflection. Oh, most important, last thing of all, deplorable. Sydney Watson. Follow her, Sydney L. Watson, on Twitter. Welcome to America First.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So we met. I've known of you for quite a while because I do love this censorious platform called YouTube.
Yeah, it's definitely it helps you get your name out there, I suppose, when you've got viral videos and a lot of people hating on you on a regular basis.
Hating? How can they hate you?
Oh, I don't know. I guess there's a lot of liberals out there that get pretty mad at facts.
All right, so you were born in Australia?
Yes.
But you're half American?
Yes.
And you're here now?
Yes.
First most important question, how can you celebrate Christmas when it's not snowing and you're on the beach?
It's a perfect question. I mean, I think...
Sorry, for those of you who don't know, the seasons are inverted. In Australia, winter's in summer, summer's in winter. So how many snowy Christmases have you had, Sydney Watson?
I've had two. And I had one in France, in Paris, which was,
Not bad.
No, exactly. I mean, and the Parisians are, you know, when they're not sort of staring at you and being grumpy, they're actually quite nice.
They're getting better. A little bit better.
Are they though? I mean, you know more about that.
I was there two Christmases ago, and the grumpiness was a little... Maybe they were short of dollars, but the grumpiness was a little bit under control.
Oh, when I was there, I just felt like they deliberately misunderstand you, even when you're speaking French
and
to
when,
them.
When you speak French, they just look at you, really? Really? You think that's French?
Yeah, no, they're outrageously difficult. I mean, and that being said, I love the French. They're, you know, the ones that I know are really nice people. They're just the Parisians. They're just...
Okay, let's get to what you do for a living. Do you have one of those membership cards? Are you a millennial? Do you have one of those official millennial?
Oh my God, no.
I don't prefer.
I don't want to be characterized as a millennial because
why?
We're the generation that gets the worst rap. You know how the whole okay.
Are you trying to make me feel sorry for millennials now?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, think about the ones of us that are normal, that are out here just
what,
trying
all
to.
What? All four of you?
Yeah, all four of us. We're a neat little club, you know. We have shirts.
You do, but no membership cards.
No membership cards.
Okay, so what is it like as a millennial? First things first, are you sad about Kamala?
No.
Okay, good. Just checking.
It's funny because my favorite thing about actually watching the Dem debates was just Tulsi and her going head to head. I mean, and I watched them because I was like, I'm going to watch these, even though I find it quite boring.
Did you watch everyone?
Yes. Oh, no, bar one. There was the not. I watched this last one, but the one before that I didn't really watch. I just watched the highlights. But no, I loved watching them go head to head. I'm not such a...
What do you think of Tulsi?
I'm not actually such a big fan of her. Mm-hmm, because even though I know she's appealing to a lot of like a younger audience and to sort of moderates, I would say. But I think the general issue that I have with her is she's not a leader. And so really when you come down to it, you need...
Why do you say that? I'm curious. Why do you say that?
I've always felt like her and Yang particularly, because again, they're appealing to this younger generation, all the millennials and whatnot. the way that I feel about it is that if you put them in a position of authority, like, you know, like a presidential position, how are they going to fight people who have been around for much longer, who have way more influence and power and even money than
they do? But she served in the military. She's a major in the National Guard.
Big whoop. Lots of people have served in the military. There's a lot of, I mean, and don't get me wrong, like, I love veterans and people who've done the right
thing.
Furious
backpedaling. You can hear the wheels turning.
But I'm serious. Like, big whoop. Like, that doesn't make you a leader. Mm-hmm. Just because you've served in the military. And this is kind of...
More than most.
I mean, it's debatable, but I just
really?
Don't think... Yeah, I just...
You actually taught leadership as an officer. You know that, right?
As an officer?
Yes, and she is.
Is she an officer?
She's a major.
Sydney.
You're being such a millennial
just
now.
You
went into that useless millennial generation. You said, I'm different. I'm not like them. I don't have a card. We're going to make you a card, Sydney Watson. Talk to us about why you came to America at this insane time politically, because you are a political animal. What brought you here 6 months ago?
The truth is,
Let me interrupt you, because I'm doing that a lot. I'm just doing it again.
Go for it.
I said on this show that things are going so well in Australia. You elected a conservative, kind of quasi-Trumpian administration, and then you escaped? What's going on?
Well, okay. Well, for starters, and if you have any Aussie listeners, they're going to be like, oh my God, this girl. I feel like Australia is a bit of a prison in a political sense, because...
Well, it was originally.
Well, I mean, you say that. There's a lot of settlers. I mean, okay. My family were settlers.
I just had to, sorry. Growing up in the UK,
I don't have
a
millennial card, but I have a convict card. That's what, you know, they dole them out when you're born.
It's in your genes, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I love stealing things.
So why is it a prison now?
Well, because it in the sense of politics, I mean, the majority of Australians are politically ambivalent, so they don't care. So
disinterested.
Yeah, they don't care. I mean, you could say to them, I mean, I'm sure they care about things like their work, for example, and, you know, I'm sure they care about their friends and whatever,
right.
But when it comes down to things like who is in office, for example, you could ask them, and the average Australian would say, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I think that...
They wouldn't even know who the Prime Minister is?
No, and I mean, they don't know anything about how the government works or, you know, Parliament, things like that, and it's not because Australians aren't smart, it's because they're disinterested.
But you have seen the videos that Jesse Waters makes...
Yeah.
About,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Who won the Civil War?
Right.
Questions like that, right?
But you have such a big... I mean, America has such a huge population. We have 25 million people.
Right.
So I guess like in a case-by-case comparison, I think America, there's a lot more smart people in America. I'm not saying Australians are dumb by any stretch of the imagination. They just are politically ambivalent. So
we've got 2 minutes left in this segment. We're talking to Sydney Watson. Check her out on Twitter and on YouTube. So this... alleged conservative turn didn't happen, or it's floundering?
Not really. I mean, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that our political parties, at least in my opinion, are just versions of each other. So we have the Labour Party, similar to the UK, that's a left-wing party, which I guess is like the Democrats. And then you have the Liberals, confusingly, which is actually our right-wing party. But they basically just do the same thing, and nothing really ever changes, I feel, in Australia. I think, if anything, we're actually going down this hyper-feminist path.
So this narrative, we'll talk about hyper-feminist in a second, this narrative... Mm-hmm. That the recent election was a kind of Trump after effect, you know, kind of Bojo, Brexit, Orban. Is that just misrepresentation?
Possibly. I mean, look.
I'm asking you. Well, you're the Australian.
Well, I think everything is nuanced. And that's, I think, the biggest...
Oh, you sound like a liberal now.
Well,
everything's nuanced.
Our Labour Party did a lot of stuff that I think made a lot of Aussies real cranky right before the election.
That's true.
The unlosable election. And I think a lot of right-wing Aussies watch Trump and they're like, God, we wish we had someone in our country who stood up for our freedoms and rights and things.
Right.
So that could definitely have been part of it. But I don't think you can attribute it wholly to that. I think the other side is so bad that people are just like, we don't want this. But I mean, the same thing is happening in Europe. People are moving away from these left-wing orientated parties that have been in positions of power for ages. And also our Greens party had a real stranglehold for a little while there, because a lot of Aussies are concerned about the environment and
the
things
environmentalists,
like that.
Right.
But we've completely shifted away from that, because they hardly won any seats, in fact, in this last
the
election.
Greens.
Yeah.
Interesting. We're talking to Sydney Watson, Sydney L. Watson on Twitter. Follow her now. You mentioned hyperfeminism.
Yes.
Let's talk about that next. Hyperfeminism. Is it like a hyperdrive? I don't think so. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you like our interviews, if you like this show, if you want it all without commercial breaks, join Gorka's Cabinet today. All 3 hours, no breaks, exclusive content behind the scenes, hour-long interviews, my take on the real news behind the fake news industrial complex. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Gorka's banner, and join my Cabinet today.
sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk USA, you're probably paying too much for your cell service. Pure Talk covers 99% of the country, and plans start at just $20 per line with no contract and a one-month risk-free guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get 50% off your first month when you call now. Just go to puretalkusa.com and enter promo code HALFOFF. That's puretalkusa.com, promo code HALFOFF.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Stock sharply lower when President Trump talks about a delay in the China trade deal. Rand Paul zeroes in on student loan debt and gun purchase background checks nearing a new record high. Those stories next.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest Free.
President Trump today told reporters in London he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. He added, if necessary, he wouldn't mind waiting until after the 2020 elections. That sends stock prices sharply lower as the potential delay and new tariffs on fringe products spooked some investors. On Wall Street, stocks remained lower at the close, the Dow down 280 points. Background checks for gun purchases nearing an all-time high, spurred by Democratic proposals to confiscate legal firearms. And Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has introduced new federal legislation that would allow college students to dip into their retirement accounts without penalty to help pay for college or to make monthly student loan payments. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Somebody else you know very well is Mike Lindell, a massive supporter and booster for the president. He is of My Pillow fame. You know the guy who comes out of your bathroom cabinet, you know, with the blue shirt. Mike Lindell is a friend of this show. He's actually hosted my show for me when I was traveling. And as a result, he's giving you the biggest discount he's ever offered on TV or radio if you use my name. For all of his products, his Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the original My Pillow he sold 45 million of, the new body pillow, the new incredibly soft My Pillow towels, the pet bed, the mattress topper. The list is endless. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. 1-800-829-8468. 888-729-8468. When you support our sponsors, you support Talk Radio. It is that simple. For the big discounts, the code is G-O-R-K-A. We are back in studio with Sydney Watson, YouTuber, Australian, American, not a millennial officially. She resents that remark, although I think it's an age category kind of thing. But hey, she's a guest and she's a lady, so we will do what she wants us to do because we're sexists here and we're very proud of that. Got that, Media Matters? Sexism. It's great. Rhetorical. It's rhetorical. Okay? I'm just poking you because I like to poke you. We are back in studio. Too much fun. I'm going to play. You have a viral tweet. It's pinned to the top of your Twitter. We'll talk about it in a second. But first, to put it in context, the latest audio from Elizabeth Warren in Iowa talking about the day that she will be sworn in as our 46th president, Elizabeth Warren. Cut 7.
I spoke and I wore my pink Planned Parenthood scarf. So here's my plan for number 3. I'm going to be wearing that scarf when I'm sworn in as president of the United States.
That's a bit of confidence that lady has. A bit of identity politics. I'm going to be wearing a scarf from the biggest mass murdering organization in American history. 44 million killed at least from just the minority population. Let's talk about this tweet, which is clearly about identity politics. Top of your feed, 113,000 likes. People don't get periods. Women do. People don't get pregnant. Women do. People don't breastfeed. Women do. Being female is not a feeling. It isn't frilly dresses, high heels, long hair, and makeup. I'm sick of seeing my sex erased and trivialized to accommodate everyone else. Why is that tweet viral?
I think because I probably articulated something that a lot of people think. I love how you read it, by the way. I love your inflections on that.
I'll send you the bill. Thank you.
Perfect. I think that a lot of women, at least conservative women and maybe even some moderates, feel like in order to accommodate the transgender community and a lot of this non-binary LGBTQA, etc. sort of stuff, women are sort of being left behind. And I'm very anti-feminism. I always have been, at least third wave feminism. So for me to even post something like that that's entirely predicated on sex is kind of a big deal. But I'm just sick of it. I'm really sick of this. It's we're trying to erase biological facts in order to accommodate feelings. And I know I'm not saying anything new in this context, no. But a lot of women are too scared to say anything.
So we were flying home from Thanksgiving and a mother with two small children gets on the plane. We're already seated. She walks down the aisle and I see the first child, maybe 6 years old, in one of those Disney princess dresses. You know, the classic Disney princess. And the mother's talking to the tutor, saying, "It's okay. I want to watch the I want to sit with the television." The child goes, and the one child goes, "Every seat has a television." And the child walks past me, and I see that the child is wearing a princess dress. And the mother calls him Jack. Isn't this the moment where things could turn? Don't you think, irrespective of your political background,
right,
they've just gone too far, and I think a lot of people are going to say, that ain't right. Do you think we might be on the edge of something, Sydney?
Yeah, of course I do. I mean, there was even a video that was going viral on Twitter the other day that showed a father dressed up as Elsa from Frozen, and his son was dressed up as, I think, another character from Frozen, and they're dancing along to music. And look, the reality is, I literally don't care what you want to do as an adult. I just don't like the fact that a lot of this stuff is now being pushed on kids and it's starting to make its way into elementary schools.
It's abusive.
Right, exactly. I mean, and the fact is that you've got these little innocent, mushy creatures that kind of need to be protected more than anyone else because the fact of the matter is that adults are the people who set the standards and the precedent for little kids. And kids are malleable. Let's be fair. They've got little pea brains and they're very malleable.
Right.
You can't put them in dresses
Adults, parents are there to protect children.
Yes.
If you get to a certain age, you can make the decisions.
Yep.
You're not harming anybody, but we are there to protect them. We've been talking to Sydney Watson. Follow this viral YouTuber, Sydney L. Watson on Twitter and Sydney Watson on YouTube. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, we know you have choices. If you suffer from daily aches and pains, you can take prescription painkillers, you can take over-the-counter, you can take those stinky, smelly ointments and salves. How about something really different? It's called Relief Factor, and it works. It's natural. It's resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s. It has no negative side effects, and it works. Don't take my word for it. See the video testimonials of tens of thousands of Americans across the country who are getting their lives back, liberated from everyday aches and pains at ReliefFactor.com. Listen to the endorsements of my colleagues at Sable, people with reputations like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and then take the plunge for yourself. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it in the morning, in the evening, and I guarantee you, Dr. G guarantees you, by the end of 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. $19.95, isn't that worth it? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls next year on America First, 833-33-GORKA. The team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season. So grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has the world's most comfortable bed sheets made with the best cotton in the world, where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean Sea meet to create perfect conditions to grow the best cotton. His new Giza Dream sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and Mike guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors and, as usual, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-829-8468 and using promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. For a limited time, buy one, get one free plus free shipping. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Shopping online this holiday season? Finding the perfect gift from your computer, tablet, or smartphone is a breeze. Just a few taps and you're done. But all that online shopping, it could expose your personal information and leave you potentially vulnerable to identity theft. And you may miss identity theft by just monitoring your credit, like someone selling your info on the dark web or taking an online payday loan in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock. They monitor your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, they work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond, not having to worry if identity theft happens to you. Until December 8th, join and get a special radio discount. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code SMART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 30% off or more.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Impeachment and conviction of fake news. America First.
There I was, thinking I could boast about having a genuine, do we say genuine here? I say genuine. A genuine millennial in studio as a guest, and she denied it in my face. She said, I'm not a millennial because there's such a loser generation. I think that's fair, though. I mean, who would want to be associated with a generation that's known for being what? Wimps. Snowflakes with their pussy hat cat hats and their marching and their I need a safe space. Who wants to be associated with safe spaces? Oh, by the way, if you want to know the origins of that whole safe space craziness and how it's having an effect on that generation, you have got to see my friend. I think, can I call him a mentor? I will. My friend, my mentor, Dennis Prager's new film, No Safe Spaces. He's done an incredible job with Adam Carolla. And most of the people he interviews are, in fact, liberals who have been negatively affected, who've been persecuted by this culture of political identity and political correctness. Go and see this movie. You can find out where it's playing. You can support it at nosafespaces.com/theaters. Super simple. It's nosafespaces.com/theaters. You will not regret it. So let's go back to this question of where did this generation come from? How are we in a place today where 70%+ of a whole generation in America sympathize with socialism and communism? According to the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, the latest poll they just did, they broke the news here on this show last month, 70%+ of the millennials in America would prefer to live in a socialist or communist America. Where did that come from? How did AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ayaan Pressley become the face of the Democrat Party? The Democrat Party has lots of issues it's had in its history. It was, you know, its armed wing was the KKK. Segregation, racism was a Democrat institution. But by the 1960s, it was different. By the time of JFK, you could be pro-life, you could be pro-national security, you could be an anti-communist Democrat. But it all changed in the space of just three generations. How? Well, let me explain to you. Let's talk about the squad. Let's talk about the fact that they didn't come from nowhere. Nothing comes from nowhere. There's always a reason. And this topic is one of the things I dissect in my new book, The War for America's Soul. The audiobook is out. It is exclusively available through Audible. And one of the sections we're going to share with you now is exactly about the squad and the significance of the radicalization of the Democrat Party. This is an excerpt from my new book, The War for America's Soul. 30 years later, the internal threat from those who wish to dismantle our nation from the inside is greater than it has been since the Civil War. Consider this. Today, in America, one of the two parties which divide power between themselves is most often represented by a group of freshman congresswomen, the so-called squad, although I prefer the four horsewomen of the Democrat apocalypse, made up of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. Two of these women are actually members of the Democratic Socialists of America, and were elected to office as such. Together, these four, who have within the space of less than 6 months managed to box the establishment Democrats, including their titular leader, Nancy Pelosi, into an irrelevant corner, have openly, either individually or as a group, espoused the following extreme stances. Demanded the dissolution of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency and the Department of Homeland Security, advocated open, unsecured borders with Mexico, supported taxpayer-funded health insurance for illegal aliens, called the Department of Homeland Security's holding facilities for illegal immigrants concentration camps, denounced Israel as an evil nation that has hypnotized the West, accused Jewish American lawmakers of having dual loyalties, stated that brown and black faces must have brown and black voices, and that all homosexuals must have one queer voice, and that none of these voices can dissent from their socialist agenda, described the horrendous attacks of September the 11th, 2001, as some people did something, refused to denounce the violent acts of Antifa, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And this is just a fraction of the outrageous things that Ocasio-Cortez, Omar Tlaib, and Presley have said since the 2018 elections. If you want more, just go and order the Audible version now of The War for America's Soul. You can get the book, hard copy I love, hard copy I love, Audible. If you want the hard copy, you go to Amazon.com. If you want a signed copy, you can get it at my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. It's almost Christmas, a signed copy. And if you get the signed copy, we'll throw in 3 months free membership of my subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet. Lest you think that I'm focusing too much on the squad, on these young women, one of whom was until recently a bartender in New York, ask yourself this question. Who else is the face of the Democrat Party today? Just tell me. I'd love to know who else is the face. Yes, I know there are congressional hearings. There's impeachment. We've had Adam Schiff coming out of the faucet for weeks. Now it's going to move to Jerry Nadler, and Nancy gives her regular speeches. But apart from those ex officio members of the DNC, who's the face? It's not even really the candidates. Kamala Harris dropped out today. It is those four young women. Women who are what? Proud either to be socialists. Remember, it is the Socialist Party of America that was the party that gave us AOC, or proud anti-Semites like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. That's all you need to know. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The book is The War for America's Soul. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. How do I know this? I don't need talking points. I don't need a script. I've lived it for 11 months. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years. Every time I went to Mass on Sunday and knelt down, it would flare up and it was excruciating. Nothing I did got rid of it, and I didn't want to take synthetic painkillers. Then Pete and Seth Talbot came to me with their incredible product, Relief Factor. I took it, and within 2 weeks, my back pain was gone and is still gone 11 months later. That is the experience of tens of thousands of Americans today, and it could be your experience. How do you find out if it works for you like it works for me? Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it every day in the morning and the evening, just 4 little capsules, and you will know, I guarantee you, by the end of those 21 days, if you are the next success story. Are you worth $19.95? Is your freedom from pain worth it? You know it is. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now.
Couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
I have a stack of articles in front of me, show prep, and I prioritize them, the ones that are most important. I've barely got to four or five of them today, but this one I need to talk to you about. It really is shocking, and it tells you what the stakes of the game are. This is the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation. It's from Jason Hopkins, and I'm just going to read it and then let you decide. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were able to arrest an illegal alien accused of sexual abuse against children after local police refused to honor an ICE detainer and twice released him from their custody. The Philadelphia Police Department arrested Hector Moran Espinoza, a Guatemalan national living in the U.S. illegally, on two different occasions on charges relating to the sexual abuse of children. Both times, federal immigration authorities lodged a detainer request for Moran Espinoza, but both times, Philadelphia police ignored their requests and released him back into the community, according to a press release from ICE. The Philadelphia PD arrested Moran Espinoza on April 2nd for an eyebrow-raising list of charges. And I'm just going to list these to you, okay? Involuntary deviant sexual intercourse by forcible compulsion. Unlawful contact with a minor. Statutory sexual assault. Endangering the welfare of children. Indecent assault. Rape by forcible compulsion. Sexual abuse of children. Photographing, videotaping, depicting on a computer or filming sexual acts. Aggravated indecent assault without consent, corruption of minors, and reckless endangerment of another person. This is one person, just one illegal alien. ICE's Philadelphia Enforcement and Removal Operations lodged an immigration detainer on the same day of Moran Espinoza's arrest, which requested that the Philadelphia PD hold on to him temporarily until ICE agents could arrive at the detention center and make an apprehension. However, the Philadelphia PD chose to ignore the request and released Moran Espinoza. These are the people that the Democrats wish to protect with their sanctuary cities. This is the organization, ICE, that would have picked up that man that AOC and the Democrats wish to abolish. Are we clear now of the stakes involved? What are you doing to support the President of the United States as he builds the wall, as he protects and supports our servicemen, our ICE agents, DHS, and everyone who keeps our families safe? Are you convincing those on the fence? Are you on social media? We have 335 days left. Be part of Team Trump. God bless you all.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.